The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
It's a blessing in human vessel. Appreciate God for him. Appreciate God for him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. Hallelujah. I want to say once again, it's an awesome meeting we are in for. Hallelujah. Okay. This morning, I have the privilege to bring us a word with the title, Walk As You Are. Like I said, it's a privilege. And don't be surprised. I'm going through so many of the messages that Pastor had preached. Okay, because the assignment I've been given this morning is much more like a compendium of all he has done. You know, I'll be picking one or two things from different scriptures to understand clearly some of the things I may be doing in a short time this morning, in less than 15 minutes. I'll recommend that you get the messages. The nature of God, the character of God, the character of God in Christ. I don't know if you know that there is character of God and there is character of God in Christ. Do you know? Okay. Forgiven in Christ, his death, burial and resurrection, called out of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. The character of God was preached first before the character of God in Christ was preached. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people are surprised. It's not my father. It was preached at Aban. Don't worry. Amen. Amen. Okay. And this morning, like I said, we are bringing us the word, walk as you are. Now, before you be able to understand your place, you be able to understand the place and the identity of the man that made you who you are. And that is what Pastor has been doing over time, even since the beginning of this meeting. He's been trying to explain the identity of God. And what is the identity of God? God is love. God is love. This is not a new statement. But sometimes we tend to forget this singular statement that God is love. God is love. And don't forget, the nature of God has been constant. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So his character, his identity, his personality, his nature is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I said something that God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10 and 16 made it very clear. 1 John chapter 4 from verse 7, 8, 9, 10. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loveth is born of God and knoweth God. For he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, you discover that the identity of God, the personality of God, is love. Is someone with me? Okay, open up to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Okay, the Bible will not be punched this morning. So, on the screen. So, either punch it on your phone or open your hard copy Bible. 1 John chapter 4. From verse 10, hearing is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 17, 16 and 17, and we have known and believed the love that God has had for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, Because as he is, so are we in this world. I'll come again to this scripture, but I just want to establish that God is love. That is his character. Pastor Olole say that when you bring God and cut him into two, that all you see is love. That is to say that whatsoever you cannot find in love, you cannot find in God. So it's an error to say that God gave me sickness. It's also an error to come to a place where someone lost a dear one and he say, God, give it and God, take it. Pastor Olole say that if you don't have anything to say, just keep your mouth shut. What kind of God are you presenting to a woman who lost just one child, the only child? You're telling her, God, give it and take it. Meanwhile, the same love found a woman who lost the son in the scriptures and came from the dead. The same God. Same God. Found a woman. Was called to a man's house who lost the daughter. He now comes to say, ah, take it as it is. No. He came to the grave where the girl was laid. To the bed where she was laid. And said, Talita Kumi, young girl, rise up. So if you don't have what to say or what to give, just keep quiet. Because love does good. And that's the nature of God. Now, in everything, we'll discover that God is a loving father. He's a father. Okay, one of the teachings, El Shaddai. Pastor was trying to explain El Shaddai. He said, the breasted one. The breasted one. All he's ever ready to do is to give. On Thursday, God's pastor said, God is a philanthropist. Nyonya. Onyonya. Onyonya. And the nature of God, the character of God, is that he gives without fault finding. He gives without checking that you just messed up a few minutes ago. And that's why you discover that a man, even after an error, can come to a situation and change the situation around. Why? God is a giving God. As a message also, the giving God. When you discover that God himself gives freely to all men, he upbraideth not. So, having established the character and the personality of God, what did we receive of this God? If you were in Zoe last year, and even Rexofat last year, you'll be able to discover we ran through a whole lot of series. That was why I gave the recommendation, the recommended message of his death, burial, and resurrection. That's where you discover everything we found we got in Christ. Let's list them together. Number one. Salvation, the things we have in Christ. Salvation, forgiveness, righteousness, justification, his spirit, pardon? Sanctification, eternal life. Now, all these and many more we received in Christ. All these and many more. But I'll be staying at the place. My assignment this morning is to hint on just one aspect of all these things we have in Christ. The love. But before then, I want to remind us that we've been called out of darkness. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. 9 to 10. For he, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that you may give thanks to him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So there's a shifting. There was a shifting for the man in Christ. Now, what again do we have? like we said, forgiveness, which pastor also calls deliverance. Forgiveness, which is also called deliverance. You see that in Colossians chapter 1, 12 to 14. And Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7. Obadiah chapter 17. Obadiah 17. He said, upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. We know what Mount Zion is now. We've come to where? We've come to Mount Zion. Where is Mount Zion? In Christ. For in Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. So you don't come to Mount Zion to start looking for a way to be holy. Holiness is also what we received in Christ. Praise God. Okay, we receive salvation. Romans chapter 8 verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. We also receive righteousness. And please, I just want to remind us again that the righteousness we received was not the righteousness by works. Was not the righteousness by, you know, by crying. Was not the righteousness by trying to do it. It was the righteousness by faith. God's own righteousness. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. For God made he who knew no sin to become sin, that we may become. That we may become. So it was an imputed righteousness. Like I said, I'm only trying to recount a whole lot of messages that pastor has preached. I'm not doing anything new this morning. So, but even in the thing I'm doing, it's the word for us. Hallelujah. Now we've been reconciled also to God. And same 2 Corinthians 5 verse 19. We've been reconciled. We've been given. We've been reconciled to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling us to himself, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. When we'll be looking at what we do, how we walk, we'll come back to this scripture, the ministry of reconciliation. Because to take a man who has the love of God in him to evangelize. Ministry, evangelism is a show of love. Reconciling men to God is a display of God's love in us. Okay? Like I said, and we echo together, we are justified and we received blessings. Ephesians 1 verse 3, we receive spiritual blessings in Christ. And Pastor made it clear yesterday that we did not just receive spiritual blessings. There was a second effect of our salvation. And that's why you discover in the scripture, it says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, and Jesus, doing his ministry on planet earth, he lacked nothing. When it was time to ride, Baba ordered a tearoba flight. You know, I call it a tearoba flight. At that time, that was the highest form of transportation. So go and get a fresh cut that no man had used. When it was time, see, we cannot be embarrassed in life. There's a slang that have been going on. God no go shame us. Last, God no go shame us. Even when these people came to embarrass them, Baba, you are tight now. He said to Peter, get down into that place. Get the fish. Open the mouth. Bring money. Give these people their money. So the first ATM machine was invented by Christ. There was no money. There was no physical cash. We don't know. The Bible did not tell us if Uncle Judas disappeared with some cash. I did not say anything because it's not in the Bible. But he called on to Peter. He said, get money from there. Throughout his ministry. See, some people will say he was made poor so that we might be rich. Yes, it's in the scriptures. But when you quote that scripture, understand what you're saying. He lacked nothing throughout his ministry. The Bible has it that he had women who were given to ministry. So he had everything needed. So last, God no go shame us. Therefore, I decree, I join faith, I stand, I align with my Father, and decree that alert is coming. You don't believe it now? I say that supernatural alert is hitting your phone right now. That very need that demands money, I don't know the amount it needs, is met this morning in the name of Jesus. And then we were filled with the Spirit. An Arabon. I am placing this mark on this person. I'm coming for you. I am coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I cannot leave you. See, he did not just give his Spirit. He gave his Spirit not just for eternal life, not just for resurrection. If you understand that the Spirit of God was not just to raise us up on the last day, you'll be able to discover that even the needs we have can be met instantly. Just like Pastor said yesterday. He said, I'll give you a comforter. That is to say, in every trying times, you have the Spirit there with you. An Arabon. The confidence. The boldness. The audacity. Why? We've got the Spirit. We've got the Spirit. We've got the Spirit. And the Spirit gave us the effrontery, the right to be called sons. He said his Spirit has given to us, and we can now cry, Father, Father. This is the boldness. This is the boldness. That we are as our Father. Jesus speaking in John chapter 14 verse 20. He said, in that day, you shall know that I am in the Father. And the Father is where? Is in me. And I in. So there was an Njibwa in the realm of the spirits. See, where we stand is the place of authority. Where we stand is the place of Christ. And the place of Christ is the place of God. And that is why Pastor will always say, that any believer messing up is simply living below his standard. And Paul speaking to them, he said, he does say, see, you are fornicating. Hell is real, oh. Heaven is real. He said, you don't correct a believer outside his identity. Paul said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of God and you've been bought with a price? This is your identity. Now, since we have received all these things, how do we live? out there, do we exhibit this? Chesed is not just an intro, took us so and so time. Imagine when we begin to pick everything here, we are in for series of meetings. But like I said, Daddy said I should narrow it down to our love work. Now we've established that God is love. So everything found in love is found in you. Everything found in love is found in me. Why? His spirit is in us. Everything that love does is what you can do. So the instructions that will be coming your way this morning is not about laws. The instruction that is coming our way this morning is simply a reminder to walk as we are. It says, walk as you are. Now, having received everything, even the Spirit of God, we've become like the Father. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So as soon as the Spirit came into us at salvation, we received the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. That is to say, we are love beings. So I say again, in pastor's words, you are not a human feeling, you are a human being. And here I want to add, you are not a human feeling, you are a love being. We are love beings. We are love beings. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. And therefore I speak to that person holding on to pain, holding on to bitterness, let go. This is not your identity. Let go. Let go. Let go. Bitterness is not your identity. You are a love being. The Spirit of God is in you. It's spiritual emotions, not physical emotions, that is meant to be there. Rejoicing, praying, the supernatural. There are things that should flow. Love is a commandment. Love is a commandment. Even from the Old Testament, love had been a commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. It has been there. But Jesus speaking, he said, a new commandment I give you. The new commandment is still love. Why? But this time around, in understanding of what we have. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of these things which are done in secret. Okay? Sorry. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for. Verse 1 and 2, sorry. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, 1 from verse 1. Okay, I'll take it from here. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Now, don't forget, be ye followers of God. How do we follow God? Verse 2. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. So how do we walk as children of God? We walk in love. In another scripture, it says, you be like your father who maketh the rain to fall for both the just and the unjust. So we assume love. Love is our nature. Love is our nature. No matter the circumstance. Yes, when people betray you, they will surely do that. I bet you. Pastor will always tell me, your problem, one of your biggest problems, is that you trust people too much. I mean, my father will always tell me. Because he knows how many times they've hit me back and forth. And funny enough, there was this guy that was supposed to do something for me last week. Pastor said to me, this guy again, the other business you did with him, how far? I smiled and said, Daddy, let me give it to him now. He said, okay. You know, Pastor doesn't talk too much. Men and brethren, few days, Baba said, you've not come up with anything. I don't think I can handle it. That was not the matter. The matter was that his own traditional marriage was on Saturday. So there was no way he would have covered it. The same day. So what took me to that place? See, you see disappointment. Men will disappoint you. Men will disappoint you. In short, okay, you didn't understand. I was kind of speaking in parables. I mean, the person that was supposed to do my video coverage for Saturday wedding, his trial was on that same Saturday. Can you marry the two? As in, he would be in the hall by 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. Baba, where are you now? See, men will disappoint you. But we've been instructed to forgive ahead. In forgiving ahead, that does not remove the place of wisdom. Because we have the wisdom of God. We are wise in the wisdom of God. But the fact is that the love walk is that we forgive. The love walk is that we let go. So I say again to that person, let go of that hurt. You've held on to it for so long. You've held on to it for so long. And indirectly, you've started exhuming hatred. Let go. 2 John chapter 6, verse 6. 2 John verse 6. 2 John. And verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. You've had the commandment from the beginning. Walk in love. Walk in it. You cannot be told to do what you cannot do. Walk in love. You have what it takes to walk in love. You have what it takes to walk in love. Yes, it will happen. I cannot tell you that people will not disappoint you. How can? How can? How can they not disappoint you? And worst of all, your loved ones. They will. But you've got to walk in love. You've got to walk in love. John chapter 14, verse 15. I'm trying to establish that it is a responsibility of the believer to walk in love. It is the responsibility. Thank you. It is the responsibility of the believer to walk in love. John 14, from verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. The commandments in S is wrapped in one. Love. Look at verse 21 of the same scripture. Verse 21. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. See, you have been loved of the Father even before you loved him. Now, love. We've been loved of the Father. 1 John 2 verse 5. Okay, I'll rush it here from here because my time is counting down. Okay, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So keeping the love of God is a proof, is a show that we have love in us. And what is love? That Christ died for us. And this love is in us. So we continuously walk in love. You see that in John 15 from verse 19 to 17. John 13 verse 34. And then 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. I'll come back to this. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Love the brotherhood. But first of all, love all men. That is to say, that love is what we owe all men. The believer, the unbeliever, we owe them love. To the believers, we owe them love to pray for the saints. We owe them love to give to the saints. We owe them love to uphold the saints in prayers. The next person seated by you not fall down by the wayside. Why? How can? Where? How many persons here praying for one person? How can the person fall by the wayside? How can? How? This is what you owe to a saint.
is a debt. It's a debt we owe. Now imagine everyone sitting here is praying for the other. See, that devil cannot near you. You see, sense comes because sense pray for sense come because sense pray for sense. Have you been at the verge of making one crazy and mad mistake? Like very crazy one, and even after the situation you were like, let me one fuck up like this. Very crazy mistake. From nowhere, you lost it. Why? Pastor was praying for you. This guy was praying for you. And that is why. I don't know if you've seen that message. If you've listened to that message, you can pick it. Duties of the sons, or duties of the saints, the believer's place in the church, the responsibilities you have in the church. You discover that you have the responsibility to pray for the other person. If a person messes up in the church, brother, seal that mouth in gossip. Let it not be heard in God. Don't tell it in God. You failed. That person, you have to say, she's becoming wayward. Keep quiet. You failed your responsibility. Yes. If you pray for that person, the Bible said, you that think you are upright, uphold the next person in prayers. See, by the time we understand our love nature and walk in it, gossip will disappear from the church. Slander will lose its grip in the church. Look at him. He's claiming that he knows it. He just messed up. Look at him. Keep quiet. Pray for him.
It's about time I leave this church. I don't understand pastor again. Will you keep quiet?
Keep quiet. What do you do? Since you've been messing up, what has pastor been doing for you? And who gave you eyes to even see that pastor messed up? Who gave you the ears to even hear it? When did you become that lost? Sleep it. Not even for the saints. Not to talk of the pastor. It's a love walk. It's a love walk. Yes. That person, you are lifted from the verge of death. I don't know someone here. You are lifted. You've been taken out of that dungeon. We don't care what the plan had been. We don't care. We drag out the saints from the pit of hell. Drag them out. This is our responsibility. Hey, any day a believer misses it, just know that you missed it. This is the debt we owe to the next person. And to the unbelievers, we owe them too.
gospel. Look at him. Smoker like him. Prostitute like him. Ooh, will you keep quiet? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. From verse 9 to 10. It narrates. It explained the nature of the unbeliever. But in verse 11 it says, such were some of you. So that person you're trying to condemn, such were you. What do you do? Help them out. Send Christ to them. Raise the dead. The unbeliever is dead. Raise him from the dead. That's the love walk. That's the love walk. By so doing, you are walking as you are. So make a list. Pastor always say, make a list. Get them. Pray for them. Go out. Reach out to them. I don't know if you've listened to that message. How to partner with God. God's business on planet Earth is that the saints grow and that the unbelievers are saved. That's God's will. So, partner with God. Partner with God. It's a love affair. It's a family affair. Walk in love. Walk in love. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. That thing you are holding, if the person needs it and you can release it without stress, go ahead. Go ahead. Do good to all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. But the first instruction was to do good to who? All men. So when I say we owe both the saints and the unbelievers the love walk, it's a commandment, it's scriptural. Do good to all men. Do good to all men. Especially those of the household of faith. I repeat, the next, deal with strife. Deal with strife. Deal with envy. Deal with annoyance. Deal with it. Consciously deal with it. It's not your nature. You're a love being. I repeat, people will hurt you. Is it hot? It must come. And you know the truth is that the worst of the hurts does not come from an outsider. It comes from within. A person who knows your weakness left, right, and center. But deal with it. Deal with it consciously. This is an instruction that Pastor had given over and over and over and over again. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without simulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Let love not be with strife. Abhor evil. Hold on to good. Verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. No matter what. It might seem so hard. You may not feel like it to forgive. You may not feel like it to walk in love. But one day, walk in love. Because this is your identity. It's your identity. Say with me, my identity is love. My identity is love. Therefore, I walk in love. No matter what. Philippians 2 verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Don't do anything with strife. Count the other first. Put the other person first. How would this person feel about it? Sometimes, the last days are anyway. Don't mind me. People say, self-love. Let me flex myself first. But sometimes, at most times, place yourself second. It won't hurt. Place yourself second. Amen. Media, you don't like it that I'm telling you to place yourself second. It's all right. But place yourself second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let nothing be done with strife. Now, do you know that love makes room for the flow of the supernatural? So, in exhibiting your love nature, walk, flex the supernatural. Flex it. You see the sick, heal now. It won't cost you anything. It will not. It's either the sick gets healed or gets healed. It won't take you anything. See, some persons cannot give words to fellow saints. Telling you the truth. Why? Strife. That's why I say, deal with it. Hey, the Lord is saying that he will take him places. He will take our places. And that person wants to tell the person the word. Flex the supernatural. It's a love walk. The supernatural is a love walk. You heal the sick, you are walking in love. You prophesy, you are walking in love. You discern spirit, you are walking in love. It's a love thing. Imagine when you discern the problem that is troubling another saint, and you share with him. And again, it is what we do for ourselves in the church. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Our national anthem. How is it then, brethren? When you come together, every one of you. So you have it. Give it. Give it. Love gives. God so loved the world that he gave. So give. Give to the pastor. Give to the saints. Give to ministry. When I say give to the pastor, tomorrow is pastor's appreciation. Prepare it. Love gives. God so loved the world, he gave. So prepare for it. Give. You are exhibiting your love nature. Philippians 4:18. Paul was given by the saints, which led to the prayer in verse 19. So love gives. When you give, you are walking in love. You are walking as you are. You are exhibiting your love nature. We cannot say that. We cannot mention this. Love forgives. For God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died.
Ephesians 4 verse 30, verse 32. Love forgives. Love does not count. Love forgives. Therefore, forgive. Love is unconditional. The model marriage. Christ and the church. Very unconditional. Christ is busy washing the church and cleansing him to himself. This is what love does. Therefore, go all out.
You can go to 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 1 to 8. You can do that on your own. Don't forget, love compels us to do ministry. I've said that before, and I repeat myself. Love helps you to stay committed. Love. Love work is that we are committed. Commit to a man. Commit to his teaching. Commit to the church. When you're doing all this, you're walking in love. Love is commitment. Pastor will say to the child, love is giving and receiving. Is receiving only. Give me, give me. To the adolescent, to the young, love is about emotions, feelings. But to the mature, which is who you are, you have been trained onto maturity. Walk in love. Love is commitment. Love is commitment. John chapter 6 verse 68. My time is up. Love makes you pray. You know why? When you pray, you are having a tete-a-tete with your lover. When you pray, you are taking sides with God. Praying is a love work.
You think you don't understand it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 25. 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Brethren, pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. So love makes you pray for the saints. Love makes you pray for your pastor. So love moves you to pray. It removes gossip and replaces it with prayers.
2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of God may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you.
Are you a loving? Therefore, I charge us this morning, as I've been instructed to do, we walk in love. Just as you are. Just as your father have made you. Walk in love. Pray for the saints. Give. Do away with strife. Flex the supernatural. Do ministry. Get busy. Get busy. Rise to your feet. Declare, I am love being.
Declare with me, I'm a love being. I'm a love being. I'm a love being.
I walk in love. I exhibit the character of God. I exhibit the love nature. Make that your prayer this moment. Stir up yourself in prayers. I exhibit love. Instead of strife, I exhibit love. Instead of complaints, I exhibit love. I walk in love. I walk in love. I walk in love. Just as I've been made. I walk in love. I walk in love. I forgive. I walk in love. I give. I pray for the sense. I pray for people. Because I'm in love.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.